Welcome back to another episode of Suiting Up Varsity, a podcast dedicated to the sound of the band, the smell of popcorn, the feel of an old letter jacket, the sight of teenagers hoisting trophies high above their heads, and most of all, to the grand history and fantastic stories of Nebraska prep sports. Join us as we look back in time at the great moments from a century plus of Nebraska high school athletics. You're about to hear the beginning of our newest episode about Blaine and Thomas County and their greatest athletes. We're running a little experiment here, and you'll find out about it in just a minute after you hear a little bit about the first couple schools. This week, we return to our popular series looking at the greatest athletes of every school in each county in Nebraska. This week, we decided to head to the Sand Hills, and we discovered a couple counties that needed to be handled together. I really wonder if there are two counties in the state whose high school histories are more closely intertwined than those of Blaine and Thomas counties in the Sand Hills. The two counties had a combined population of only about 2,400 in 1950, and today they total less than half of that. Eight high schools have competed in the two counties throughout prep history. There were five original town schools that have consolidated in stages until today. Only one cooperative agreement of two high schools remains, Sand Hills Thedford. The Knights have a great gymnasium banner display honoring that history. In 1954, the five town schools were still competing. Thedford, Halsey, and Seneca in Thomas County, Dunning and Brewster in Blaine. That spring, Seneca closed its doors. The Bulldogs wore orange and black, though the Sand Hills Thedford banner looks awful red to me. And they closed their doors in the spring of 1954. They always competed in the state's very smallest classification, no matter what that classification system was. And they never won a district, county, or conference title in basketball or in any other sport that I can find. Interestingly, Seneca hosted the Class D district tournament every year from 1946 until they closed in 54. They also hosted it in 1942, which they didn't even compete in it in 43, 44, 45. So they must have had the kind of gym that brought the area teams to them. I'm sure they were kind of centrally located too, but one wonders if their gym was a little ahead of everybody else, which seems strange, of course, because they were about to close their doors. With no championship games and no state track medalists, the spot for greatest Bulldog athlete, I'm afraid, is going to have to remain blank. The next two high schools from the counties to close were Halsey and Dunning. In the fall of 1962, they combined to form the Halsey-Dunning Tigers. The Halsey Hawks, greatest athletic achievement before that, had been their district basketball championship in 1954 when they defeated Anselmo. Like Seneca, Halsey, which wore blue and white, was always grouped among the state's smallest schools in classification. The 1954 team was led by Roger Smith's 30 points in that district title game. As a junior, Smith had transferred from Westerville, another tiny school, but this one in Custer County. A team that the 1954 Hawks scored 104 points against during the regular season, as Smith dropped in 41 on his old school. Despite his 20 in the regional semifinals in Broken Bow, the Hawks fell to Ashton, leaving them two games short of making what would have been their first ever state tournament appearance. Still, the high-scoring Roger Smith gets the nod as the greatest Halsey Hawk athlete of all time. If you'd like to listen to the rest of this episode, you can join us at patreon.com/suitinguparsity and become a member for as little as $1 a month with the option to cancel at any time. The rest of the full episodes for now are going to be posted there. We're trying a new model, as things kind of change out in the internet world,